And we said that every time we talk about a new wife, we say and we explain that the Prophet ﷺ did not marry any of his wives for desire. And again, today, Maymuna radiallahu anha, the 12th wife, was another example why he did that. We said Maymuna was from Mecca. Her husband was a mushrik. She accepted Islam. She accepted Islam and her husband refused to, so she got divorced from him and she was alone in Mecca, did not have any family. We said she had five sisters, but that's it. She did not have any brothers, no one to take care of her. And she wanted to do hijrah from Mecca to Medina, but she could not by herself do that long trip by herself. So she was waiting for someone to help her. And we said that Maymuna radiallahu anha was not very good looking in a way that she attracts people that they're gonna come and ask her for marriage. So again, that proves that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he got married to her, he was to save her out of her trouble and to bring her to Medina. She was waiting for someone to help her that way. And what happened was that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again we talked about Sulh al-Hudaybiyah so many different times, he had a dream that he was performing Hajj, and we said the Prophet's dreams are revelation from Allah. So he woke up the next day, he told the companions, we're going to go to Mecca. Allah ordered us to do Umrah because it was not the time of Hajj. So they went to do Umrah. Quraysh said, no, we're not going to let you in. They were enemies, of course, and they fought against each other for so many times. They said, go and come back next year. We will let you come inside Mecca next year. You can do your Umrah, but we're going to give you only 3 days. So you do your Umrah and you leave. The Prophet ﷺ said yes. He came the next year with his companions, 1,400 of them. They went inside Mecca for a long time. We said that's their hometown. Most of them, they were born there, including the Prophet ﷺ. As they were about to leave, the Prophet heard about Maymuna and her problem. And he thought that he wanted to help her. At that time, Maymuna was talking to her sister, Umm al-Fadl, Al-Abbas's wife. Al-Abbas, the Prophet's uncle. So Al-Abbas talked to the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet said to Abbas, go and ask her if she agrees. Al-Abbas goes and he asks Maymuna. And of course, Maymuna was very happy. What a great honor to be married to the Prophet ﷺ. And now when the Prophet got, he wanted to do the marriage and the wedding and the walima and all this in Mecca. They were still in Mecca. But the 3 days are over. So he went to Quraysh. And again, we always say, we don't tell a story just for the fun of it. We say the story because we want to learn from the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people have fought against you so many times. 3 battles so far. Badr, Uhud, Khandaq. And they were willing to fight you even more. So, and they even going to break the peace treaty and all this. You still are going to be good to them. And they kicked you out of your city, of your hometown to begin with. That's what the hijrah happened. Still, the Prophet ﷺ went to Quraysh and he said to them, I am planning to get married to Maymuna. And I would like to have my wedding here in Mecca, since we're here. And I'm going to have my walima and I'm going to invite you to it. So we all, imagine you do this to your enemies. What did Quraysh answer? They said, we don't need you or your food. Get out of here. The 3 days are over. Just imagine how rude they can be to him. And he was so good to them. And now listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's answer. One of his companions, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, the leader of the Ansar, he got upset when he heard that. And he said to them, why are you being rude to him? First of all, Mecca is his hometown. It's not like it's his city. How are you kicking him out of his own city? And the land belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not belong to you or anyone else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at Sa'ad and he said, oh Sa'ad, be lenient and calm down. It is okay. And imagine these are the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a situation of this, who amongst us can be patient and be lenient? People kicking you out of your own city and you're trying to be good to them. Subhanallah, these are the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what we're looking for. This is the, as we always say, this is the true Islam. This is the difficult part. It's easy to pray 2 rak'ah sunnah. I'm not saying it's not important, but anyone can do it. But it's not easy to express yourself when you're angry and you can do something about it, especially.